Well, Stephen, Ashley, and Jody, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
We're interested in Hamilton's Inside Out Studio. And Stephen, since you're art education coordinator there, you're exactly the person to tell us about it. What goes on there?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we are part of the Butler County Board of DD. So it's bigger than just Hamilton. It's all of Butler County. And it's an art studio at the Liberty Center, where individuals that come to the center, they have the option of different types of art like glass, mosaics, paintings that anyone can choose from. So they can stop in and see me and some of the other guys that work in the studio, and we help them create artworks and just kind of assist them, whatever they need to in terms of the assistance and collaboration that helps them create their visions and ideas.
We have two of your artists here today, and Ashley, you recently had a considerable honor, because your work is now a permanent decoration on the Jack Kirsch Underpass in Hamilton. What can you tell us about that? Is it a flower?
Yes.
What color flower?
Different colors.
Could you describe the materials that you made it with?
Construction paper?
Yeah, there was part collage, and then we added what to it?
Glaze.
Would you like Stephen to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can help you out. Yeah, Ashley does mixed media work. So the construction paper was part of collage, and some of the petals from the flowers were put on there. And she also uses pastels to add some line quality and paint some glaze on there to add a little bit of extra color.
So, Ashley, I think you do smaller and more conventional works as well. And would you like to tell us a little about that, or would you like Stephen to do it?
Ashley, do it.
Yeah, I've been working with Ashley for a little over a year now. When she first came into the studio, she really liked working with paintings and painting flowers. And then after a while, she made a number of flower paintings, so we started introducing some new materials. You made 5 paintings originally. And then we started introducing materials like the pastel and the collaging just to give her some other options and try out some other things as well.
Was Ashley an artist before she had contact with the Inside Out Studio?
I have to refer to Ashley on that one. Did you make art before coming to the Liberty Center?
No.
Did you do any art in school, maybe like drawing or painting, anything like that?
Yes.
So it was kind of limited to school.
And Jody,
yes?
You're a glass maker as well as a painter. And how did you get into making glass, which always seems to me like a very tricky and difficult medium?
I just take my ideas, put them on a glass, and came up with the idea myself. A little help from Stephen, so it's not tricky. It's so easy for me to do. Just put my ideas on the glass and just do it from there.
So how long have you been making glass?
Not long.
Off the top of my head, I'd say 4 months you've been coming to the Liberty Center?
Yeah, 4 months. Yeah.
And Jody specifically came to work in the art program. She comes on Fridays. And now it's going to be 2 days a week starting this week because she likes it so much.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've seen just one of your paintings. It was called Florida Dreams.
Yeah.
And it looked very abstract, and that it seemed to me you were using color to make your point. And the colors were orange and turquoise.
Yeah.
Have you been to Florida, or is this really a dream of Florida?
I've been to Florida. It's not a dream. I went to Florida. I had the idea. It just came out. And I just put on the paint, just took the colors and put it on the board. And then I just took it from there.
Yes, well, it does have the feel of Florida about it. Which do you like best, making paintings or making glass?
Both.
No difference, huh? Stephen, I saw in some of the material on the studio that you've had visiting artists in residence, and that most of them are well-known Cincinnati artists. How do they interact with your artists?
Well, I can't speak from personal experience because I've only been there for a little under 2 years now. But from what I know, the Ohio Arts Council gives grants, and they've been awarded to Inside Out previous to my coming there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we started doing the glass originally. And from what I hear, it went really well. The artists were great with our guys, and they were a great fit for the studio. And there's a part of an interview process to make sure everyone's comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be the best fit for our studio as well.
So how many people do you deal with at the studio?
Well, I'd say that we roughly have 30 to 40 regular artists that come in. We're at a center that serves, I would say, 120 individuals. So there are some regulars that are there almost every day, and others like to wander in whenever they feel like it throughout the year. So a good 40 people, I would say, that are considered our regular artists.
So do you have shows there or in other places or what?
We definitely show in the center as well. So the center is open. You can come in between 9 o'clock and 2 in the afternoon on most days, Monday through Friday, so you can see the artwork in the studio. We have a great partnership with Butler County Educational Services and Fort Hamilton Hospital within Hamilton, where we have a regular revolving show that they have of ours up throughout the year. I can say you can find us on Facebook at Inside Out Studios. We keep people updated because we have revolving shows just like any other artist would. And also some upcoming events we have. If you'd like to see some of our glass work, we're having a booth at Pyramid Hill Art Fair in Hamilton, and that's on September 28th and 29th. And also following October 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're having Operation Pumpkin on Main Street in Hamilton, and we're going to have a booth there as well. And one other notable show, quite popular in the area, is Lakota East Art Fair at Lakota East High School, and that's on November 9th.
Well, it sounds as though you keep very busy there.
We do. We are very, very busy.
We are very busy. We just try to stay busy and don't get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, there's never a slow moment, and there's never a dull moment either, so it's a great place.
We keep ourselves very busy.
Stephen, exactly where is Inside Out Studio located?
Our street address is 5645 Liberty Fairfield Road, and that's a Hamilton, Ohio address.
Is there anything else we should know about the studio?
Yeah, I would like to add that we show the artwork that they create for cathartic reasons, but it's also considered a vocational program. That's how we like to look at our studio. So when we do sell the work, the artists make 50% of the cost that we're selling it for, and then the other half goes back to keep the studio running from materials and costs such as that. So I think it's great vocationally that these guys are artists. They're out there showing work, making their own money from their artwork, and that's another great aspect of our studio.
Well, thanks so much to all of you for coming in to talk about Inside Out Studio with us.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Stephen Smith, Art Education Coordinator at the Inside Out Studio in Hamilton, and with Ashley Parris and Jody Mann, two of the artists associated with the gallery. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.